This is Maureen Kafkas, the Brain BS Coach, here to tell you about the episode today. So in this episode, we're going to talk about how to achieve goals consciously, because there's different ways of doing it. And when we want to bring universal law into the mix and we want to manifest what it is we want and not just take actions like you do in traditional goal achievement, then we have to kind of approach it a little differently. And that's what I'm going to share with you in the podcast today. And I'm using myself as an example because I'm trying to up-level my podcast and make it better. And it's bringing up a lot of brain BS for me. So I'm going to show you how this works on me. I'm the experiment today a little bit. And then I will bring you through this process with me so you can see how you get from point A to point B. And so sit back, settle in. Episode 175 of the Brain BS Podcast, how to achieve goals consciously. Do you want more out of your life, but not exactly sure what that might be? Are you longing for something, but can't quite put your finger on what it is? That is the universe speaking to you, and it is time to listen up. I'm your host, Maureen Kafkas, the Brain BS Coach. I created the Brain BS Podcast to help people define what success means to them and show them how to get it. I help you to let go of fear and doubt and prepare your nervous system for success. I show you how to understand your own energy and to trust yourself to make all the decisions. If you are ready to go inward and stop looking outside yourself for all the answers, this is the podcast for you. Now let's get started. Hello and welcome back to the Brain BS Podcast. So today we're going to talk about what's required when we want to create something new. We tend to call these goals, and they are goals, but they're really identifying what it is that we want so that we can manifest them. And it's a whole process, and it's different than just goal achievement, in my opinion. So I want to be clear about that so that we don't get the two confused. We just did had a conversation about this in the Brain BS community about when you want to achieve something and how it all works. And I didn't go as in depth with them as I'm going to now and explain why it's so important. So for me, I'm going to use myself as an example because my business isn't where I want it to be. I don't have as many downloads in the podcast as I would like. I don't have as many followers as I would like. I'm not yet achieving what it is I want, which would be doing workshops and things in the community and being recognized as an expert on Brain BS and getting to host things and collaborate with local businesses to give back to the community. So I have all these things I want to achieve, but I don't have them yet. So one of the first things that I have to do, in my opinion, and that's the only one that matters because I'm a solo entrepreneur, is that I want to improve my podcast. So I want to improve the intro. I want to improve the outro. I want to get show notes in place. I want to make sure that the content is relevant and matters to the people who are listening. I want to experiment with different ideas that I have about how to make the content relevant and inspire people to listen to it more and share it maybe with other people because they see so much value in it and they want other people to see that too. So in order for me to work on my podcast and make it better, I have to have a few emotions at work. This is how I'm looking at it, right? So when you go to do something new, you have to maintain, this is for me anyway, and it could be a little bit different for everybody. In terms of law of attraction, law of cause and effect, I want to maintain a positive frequency when I decide that I want to do something and I'm getting ready to work on it. I don't want to be all dwelling in negativity or worry or concern or fear or doubt that I'm going to be able to achieve it. I want to stay in a place of solid belief that it's possible for me and in a place that does not feel like it has any angst in it. So that really means like if you have to go play pickleball or go surfing or go snowboarding or do whatever you have to do, if you're in a funk, you want to get out of it in order to attract more of what you want into your life and less of the funk stuff. So you're going to maintain that frequency, but then you're going to detach from the outcome and how it's going to happen. because we have no idea how it's going to happen. We think we do, but the universe has a way better plan for us. So trust is really important here. We really have to trust the process, and we have to be okay with uncertainty. This is a big, big ask. I've been struggling with this the last couple of days, and I'm recognizing it, and it's fear. I have fear because now that I've decided to focus primarily on the podcast and growing it and getting more people listening to it, I know it's going to involve a lot of tech stuff, and that scares the crap out of me at a certain level. Now, I've come a long way when it comes to technology, so there's another part of me that's somewhat comfortable with it and knows I'm capable of doing this, but still, there's that primal part of me that's just like wants to run and get out of, you know, the vicinity so I don't have to learn all this stuff. And then let's see what else. So after we maintain the frequency and detach from the outcome, we don't get caught up in how it's going to happen. And then we have to listen to our intuition to take the next steps. And we have to do that on repeat and not give up. So it's really hard to hear your intuition if your mind's going nonstop, telling you all these things that you have to do, making you feel pressured, hurried, when you start forcing things. And I'm guilty of all this stuff. No matter how much I do this work, I go in phases where this comes up for me, and it takes me a minute to figure out what's happening. But we have to trust the process. We have to keep moving forward with aligned actions, and that means making decisions from our heart, not our mind. So what does that look like? That looks like, well, I had to get a podcast done today, and it's 6:23 p.m., and the podcast gets published at 3 a.m. this morning. So I kind of got myself into a small window here. Now, if I was exhausted and tired, and I was just like, done, and I came in here and did this, I would be listening to my mind because I would think, no, I've never missed published time, so I'm not going to do it now. Even though my body and my heart's telling me to go rest and do something different, my mind would override it. In this case, that's not happening because I've already decided in the evening that I'm watching too much TV and sitting around in this one chair with the dogs that I love sitting in, but it's not as enjoyable anymore because it's happening too much. So I've decided that I'm going to start working after dinner. I'm going to include a couple work hours after dinner into the early evening. So like from 6 to 8, I'm going to work on my business. And then after 8 or sometime around there, give or take, you know, half hour, then I'm open to watching TV with Bob and hanging out during the week. But I'm not spending enough time working, and I'm spending too much time sitting there. So I'm going to make a change because it doesn't feel good. And I know it doesn't feel good because I'm listening to my intuition and I'm listening to my body. When I'm sitting there, it's like, oh my God, we've been sitting here a long time. My back's starting to hurt. My leg's starting to get numb. Like all those things are indications that you should be getting up and moving more and sitting less. So I am working on the podcast now because I want to be, and I'm doing it from my heart. So I'm going to get a better, I'm going to have a better experience because of that. And hopefully I'm going to get a better reaction to it or response to it as well, because you attract what you put out there. So the other thing I want to talk about in terms of when you want to create something new and you know, maintain the frequency, detach from the outcome, trust the process, don't worry about the how, listen to your intuition and keep going on repeat, taking one action at a time. That also includes courage. So sometimes you're going to have to do things that you don't want to do. And that's what's happening with me right now, because I mean, I want to do it, but I don't want to do it. It's that cognitive dissonance, right? Or what Debbie Ford calls a hidden commitment. There's a part of me that doesn't want the podcast to get big and this to be how I generate income, because it's going to be a lot of learning and a lot of things that I don't understand right now. And that makes me not want to do it. But there's a bigger part of me that knows how this works. This is the same part of me that went on the cross-country trip with the dogs, even though I was scared and I don't like highways and the dogs hated the car and everybody was telling me I was going to get raped and killed and all kinds of awful things, being a woman traveling by myself. And I didn't listen to any of it. There were times where Rain BS came up and I worried about some of the stuff that people said, but I didn't listen to it. And I'm not going to listen to it now because I signed up for Pat Flynn's podcast. He has like a podcast community and he has like this accelerator program for Amped Up. And he's like a famous podcaster. It's called SPI, and he is, I really like him. He's a family man. He has a good vibe and he's a good teacher in video. I actually used his course or his cheat sheet and then his Power Up podcast course to create my own podcast without anyone else helping me, which is pretty remarkable. That's more a testament to him and his course than it is to me, trust me. But so anyway, I signed up for this course and immediately I panicked. And I paid to be part of this community for a year and I got a cheaper rate by signing up for the whole year and paying it all at once instead of doing it monthly. And when I opened it today and I started looking at it and I immediately didn't understand all of it. And why would I? Of course, that's total brain BS, but I wanted to. And when I didn't, I kind of panicked and thought, oh my God, I shouldn't have paid for this. I shouldn't have paid for the year. Why do I, should I even do this? Like, is my podcast good enough for me to try to make it better and like turn it into something? Or am I fooling myself? Or what's going on here? So all this brain BS comes up anytime you want to try to do something new. It doesn't matter what it is. And it takes courage not to give up. It takes perseverance and resilience to not give up, to keep doing the thing. I mean, you hear these stories that people who have pretty big success now, that it took some of them, like musicians and actors, it took years and years and years, but they never gave up. So that's what I'm doing here. I'm 60. I figure I got a lot of good time left in me. I got nowhere to be. This is my primary focus in life, is inspiring people to learn how to live consciously, doing the podcast, doing speaking events, workshops. That's what I want to do. That's not only work for me. That's fun. That's community. That's friendship. That's relationships. It's like it ties everything together for me once I figure this out and I get things going. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter what happens with my podcast. It really doesn't, because the universe might be like, podcast, we have bigger plans for you. This is not how you're going to make your success or your money. It's not going to be on a podcast. It's going to be this way. But the only way that you're going to get to that way is if you think right now that the podcast is the way to go. And the podcast being the way to go is getting you to sign up for Pat Flynn's course. And maybe something is going to happen in his course that's going to get me going in a different direction. Do you see what I mean? Why you can't be attached to an outcome? Because if you are, you're not going to listen to your intuition and you're going to miss a lot of what it's telling you. Because if it's saying, oh no, you have to contact a radio station because radio is the direction you should be going, not the podcast, you're not even going to hear that or respond to it if you are deadly, you know, totally committed to it being the podcast. So you really have to stay open and flexible. And you have to pay attention to what's going on around you. And you have to look for signs to support what it is you're doing. And I also believe that ease and flow is one of the biggest things. So now I've come in here. I went into the Pat Flynn community. And by the way, he's like, I'm not getting anything for endorsing his product or anything like that. Wouldn't that be cool someday if I did? I don't have anybody, any sponsors or anything right now. But, oh no, I totally forget my point. So even though I was a little overwhelmed when I first went in there and I didn't understand it, I started getting comments and introducing myself to people and interacting with them. And then things slowly started to become clear. And I also got a message and a welcome from someone that I know outside that community who does podcasting and who's a podcasting coach, which also reassured me and made me aware of the idea that I can get extra support if I need it. And I am willing to do that at this point because I'm basically committing to my podcast. I'm committing to this being a primary part of how I'm going to find success. And it didn't feel like it was going to be that way like a year ago or 2 years ago. I knew I should start the podcast, but I didn't have the same feeling that I have now. And I'm really enjoying the podcast. And I like the idea of people calling in, people coming in and doing experiments, all the different people I'll meet, all the different ways the work can help people, and the flexibility that I have in showing people that. So it's, and so it feels like there's ease and flow, even though I have no idea what I'm doing, if that makes sense. And I'm pretty comfortable now that I've worked my way through it a little bit with the uncertainty and then not knowing how to do all the things. I'm definitely at another level here where I want to start doing things in the community. I want to get businesses involved and I want to up level my podcast, and I'm scared of doing all three right at this moment. I'm just telling you the truth. Like I'm scared. So like when people are achieving things and trying to make things happen, it doesn't mean they're not scared. It just means they're not letting fear stop them. Which brings me to my last point that I want to make here today. And that is that the outcome of the goal or whatever it is you're trying to achieve is not nearly as important as who you become in the process. Who am I becoming as a person who is scared of technology and these new things, and I keep pushing myself outside my comfort zone so that I can develop a better podcast so I can help more people? Who am I becoming when I don't give up and I keep doing this, even though I don't need the money? I could travel. I could do all kinds of different things with my time. I could shop. I have a little fetish with sweaters. Anybody that knows me would be able to tell you that. But I don't want to do that. I want to do this. I want to work. I want to work hard. I want to put in whatever hours I have to. But I don't believe that it has to be a lot anymore. I feel like I can have flexibility and I can do it the way I want. So who am I becoming when I decide that I'm going to focus on this, and I'm not going to travel, and I'm not going to hang out, and I'm not going to paddleboard every day, and I'm not going to play pickleball every day because I have, you know, other things that I want to do? Who am I becoming when I meet all these cool people on this journey of trying to find success? I'm connecting with really amazing people and having really heartfelt connections, and it's really rewarding. And who am I becoming when I'm really helping people to transform their lives, to make a huge difference in their lives? This work that I'm sharing with them, that it has such an impact. I mean, there's nothing better. So in this process of me trying to become more successful, I'm becoming a better human being. I am going way outside my comfort zone. I am removing limitations that I have put on myself my entire life. And I am just pushing them aside and I'm moving forward. And when I talk about it with you, I'm getting energized now because this is part of the process for me. I have to feel connected to you guys to be energized by this, to stay in that place of commitment and determination and stay resilient and dedicated to what I'm trying to achieve here, and to not go into a pity party, not go into beating myself up because I'm not more successful by now, thinking anything has gone wrong or anything's not working, like all of it. I just have to tap into curiosity. I need to be objective. I need to look at all the different data, and I have to figure out what's working and what's not. And right now, I don't have the people signed up for the community like I want them to be. I don't have the people signed up for the course like I want them to be. There's not many people in there. And I'm more concerned about that than I am any amount of money that I'm making, if I'm totally honest. But here's the thing, at some point, you have to question your strategy and what you're doing, right? So if I don't have many people signed up and it's not really generating what I want, but I totally believe in myself and I believe in my work, like 1,000%, then I have to tap into curiosity and figure out what the heck's going on. And that's what I'm doing. And I also did all kinds of other things. I did an Akashic record reading. I spoke to a human design specialist. I do other things, all of it with the idea of what is my next step. And right now it feels like the next step is focusing on the podcast and making it better. So that's what I'm going to do. But before I go, that's pretty much what I have for you today. But I also want to talk to you about the brain BS experiments, okay? I want people to do experiments with me on the podcast to see how beneficial this work can be, or maybe how it's not beneficial for you, and then we can see why it's not. Like what maybe is blocking you and what's keeping you from being able to benefit from the work. And we could do that in multiple ways. We could do one session. We could do 1 to 3. We could do the sessions like our normal recording is on Zoom, and we just do a session together, and then I put it on the podcast and publish it pretty much as is. And that would require, a certain amount of courage and a willingness to be transparent and open and honest and have other people hear you. And I recognize that a lot of people aren't at that point before you start doing this work. So the other option could be that it's anonymous, that obviously I'll know who you are, but nobody else will. We can change details so that when I provide a synopsis of how the sessions went between, me and whoever it is that wants to be anonymous, then we can, I'll give the synopsis and it will change details so that nobody will know who I'm talking about. And then people will see how it's beneficial that way. Another thing that I was thinking about is having people call me or send messages or voicemails or post in threads on Facebook where I'm at to give me a dilemma or a situation that they would like addressed. And I could do that on the podcast. So there's all kinds of options for how to do it. So if there's something of interest to you, you can message me at Maureen Kafkas on Facebook. You can email me at mkcoachllc@gmail.com. And you could also, yeah, no, I'm going to say those two. Those two are the best places to reach me to let me know if you're interested in doing an experiment. I am totally going to take care of you. Your emotional safety is of utmost concern to me and a huge priority. So I will definitely make sure you're comfortable with whatever we publish on the podcast. In order to be eligible for an experiment, at this point, at least for now, it requires you to purchase the Mastering Brain BS for Success course, which is 10 modules and 10 calls to action, very short videos involved. And there is a Brain BS community that is connected to it where you can ask questions about the course. There's also a community where we do bi-monthly calls and discuss different topics that are important when it comes to living consciously. You get to interact with other people as little or as much as you want. It's totally up to you. In terms of what we choose to focus on in an experiment, there's no situation that's too small or uninteresting for coaching. I promise you that if you're dealing with it, other people are, and they need help just like you do. So I don't care how boring you think it might be, or how uninteresting, or how it wouldn't be worthy of a podcast episode. We can make it a short podcast episode. It doesn't have to be a long one. I'm looking at changing up the times of some of the episodes and making them shorter. So just, I really want you to consider it. And you wouldn't just be doing it for yourself. You'd be doing it for me, and you'd be doing it for the listeners. It would be a win-win-win all the way around for everyone. The more people that we can get to get inspired to live consciously, the better world we're going to be living in. So I know you learned something valuable here today. I'll see you next episode. Thanks for listening to the Brain BS podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed creating it for you. If you're inspired, I would appreciate a couple nice comments and a 5-star review so that we can get more people to listen to the podcast and be inspired to live consciously. If you're interested in being on the podcast and want to be a Brain BS experiment, or you know somebody else that would be, message me at Maureen Kafkas on Facebook or email me at mkcoachllc@gmail.com.